more concussion awareness. I'm John Johnson. We'll talk about that and some other health matters next on MHSAA Perspective.
You just got your bell rung. You're okay. Get back in the game.
Guess what? If you got your bell rung, you're probably not okay. You've probably sustained a concussion, and going back in the game just might put your life in jeopardy. Safety comes first in high school sports, and everyone should learn the signs and symptoms of concussions. Visit the MHSAA website to learn more.
We just played for you the audio track from a new television public service announcement released this month by the MHSAA addressing the serious concern over concussions and how the old caveman attitude of you just got your bell rung is flat out dangerous. It's the latest step by the Michigan High School Athletic Association to help raise awareness about concussions in youth sports. It began airing on the MHSAA network a couple of weeks ago and is also available for viewing on the association's YouTube channel. Earlier this school year, an audio message and a PSA script based on the same theme was made available, and schools and tournament sites are also being provided with announcements which can be read during athletic events. As required online rules meetings for the upcoming winter sports season begin this month, coaches and officials will take part in a 12-minute segment specifically designed for concussions, describing the signs and symptoms and also explaining the applicable MHSAA protocols when a young person is thought to have sustained a concussion during competition and their ultimate return to play. In the fall, nearly 7,000 coaches and officials viewed the concussion information online, and over 6,000 will watch winter meetings. The concussion portion of the rules meeting is also available when they are posted online to the respective sports pages of the MHSAA website. The MHSAA is also involved in ongoing concussion awareness efforts with the Brain Injury Association of Michigan, and it offers different resources on the Health and Resources page of its website from the Centers for Disease Control, the National Federation of State High School Association, and the University of Michigan's Health Systems Neurosport Division. A variety of new educational materials and promotional messages co-branded by the MHSAA, the Brain Injury Association of Michigan, and the Detroit Lions are scheduled to be released in the near future. The MHSAA and the high school athletic community have been at the forefront on concussions, developing language and playing rules and policy addressing concussions and the return to play of a young student athlete after sustaining a head trauma. While others have attempted to create legislative solutions for concussions in youth sports, these well-intentioned parties are finding that their efforts are better invested in targeting non-school programs, which lack the infrastructure to educate their participants, coaches, and parents, and a plan to deal with concussions when they occur. The same can be said of other important health issues, in particular those dealings with the heart and heat. The MHSAA has provided tools to schools wishing to use them that can help raise red flags about heart problems, physical examination forms which gather more history, a far more cost-efficient means of being proactive than efforts which would require extensive heart testing of every single athlete, an idea which the medical community is conflicted about, and which has already been demonstrated in some parts of the country to be ineffective. On heat issues, the MHSAA annually provides schools with information which can be used during hot weather to promote proper hydration and keep student athletes as safe as possible. So when that proverbial bell rings at a high school game near you, and it will, know that the educational athletics community is well prepared to deal with it. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, a production of the Michigan High School Athletic Association.